Keith, do you want me to send the, well, I don't need to send the AR past you because you have access to it on Tenant Square.
Could you say that again?
So I was going to email you and the board the AR past due, but you actually can just bring that up on Town Square yourself, and I'll tell you how to do it. It's on the documents. And just a reminder, we don't talk about anything involving that topic in an open meeting. We wait till executive session. Okay. Well, Molly, I wanted to say hi to you.
How's it going?
Very good.
Oh, there I am. I can't figure it out. What are we doing?
What are you trying to figure out?
I was just looking for my image and...
Oh, you know what? I have
to do and make sure that I am... in a good place, but I don't see me.
Okay. I see your image fine, so I think you're okay.
I don't see me at all.
I see you, Mo.
You can't see yourself?
I can't, but that's just probably
so click on the three dots and click on video. That's what I just did, and it worked.
You raised your hand?
I get that, I mean too. Yes, I'm raising my hand. Background filters, disconnect audio. Let's see here. I just need a view.
Video.
Oh, my hand is raised. That's hilarious.
The second option is start video. If you click on the three dots, by your name.
I don't have that. I just am looking for my view, like how I view everything, I guess. There's Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
I guess that's Keith's screen. Whose screen is this that we're looking at?
You can't see me?
No. Oh, I can see you when you're talking.
Ah.
So when you take the cursor over your image or over your box that says Molly's iPad, in the upper right corner, three dots. If you push those three dots,
this is Keith.
Click the second option.
Yeah.
We'll start video, and that's going to fix it. We see you fine.
I don't have that, and I do Zoom usually on my work laptop and not usually on my iPad. So I don't know what that did. Maybe these three dots right here.
That's the three dots. And now your image disappeared and came back. So
that
should have fixed it.
I see Joe. Joe looks great.
Well, thank you. I don't hear that often. So.
Well, you do. You look great on camera.
Oh, thank you.
That's funny. Turn off center stage. No, that's not what I want.
When you hover over your image and you click on the three dots, what does the first option say?
Yeah, on my three dots, I get like chat meeting settings, which maybe I can touch up my appearance. Oh, there we are. I should touch up my appearance. Stop all my connected time. That's not what I need.
Are you gonna be in the meeting?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll work on it during the meeting, and then I just can't see me, I guess. I think the host has it so that the person who's speaking is the person being shown.
Okay.
So.
All right.
That's what I think. But give me a minute and let me. I'm gonna walk away. I'll be right back.
All right.
Astro, shut up. Ah, it's fun to have pets. And my sweet wife is in Las Vegas, Nevada this week. So I'm it.
All right. Vincent, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. Still finishing up here at work, but I should be done here in a moment. I'm sorry about the delay.
No worries. We're not starting yet. I hope everyone's doing well from the tornadoes that went through Round Rock a week or two ago. I've got friends in South Creek that were actually hit by the one that went through there. It's not a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was near Walmart when the tornado came through right before that video took. I was out getting pizza.
Oh, man.
But I went to the other side of Round Rock to get pizza. So it hit Dell pretty hard. Our building 5 got smashed up pretty well. Actually, it survived intact, but the windows were blown out and there was a lot of debris behind Round Rock 5 got major devastation.
That's about right. Yeah. And Round Rock 5, if I recall right, because I used to work in that building years and years ago, their bathrooms are actually tornado shelters.
The whole building almost is. It was first floor, right? But it's built like a tank. It's definitely overbuilt.
Yeah. It was Dell. They made sure it was very well built.
Yeah, we do a lot of our engineering there.
All right, let's see. You still don't see me, but that's okay.
I don't see Vince. I see Molly. I see Joe. I see Bob. I don't know who Bob is, but hi, Bob.
Bob.
And I see me.
I don't know who Bob is, but that sounds fun.
Hmm.
I see. Whose computer is this? Whose computer screen are we looking at?
Keith's.
Mine.
Okay.
Why won't this thing go away? Ah, crap. Can you see that little black thing right here?
Yeah, well, we can see your cursor.
Ah, so you can't see that. Because it says chat, pause recording, stop recording, reactions, disable annotations for others, hide names of annotators.
No, we're not looking at your menu.
Yeah, I can't seem to get rid of that thing either. Oops. Maybe it just moves. Let's see if I can move the thing.
Show you what we can see.
Ah, the chat log. I opened up the chat log.
Just get like a weird box. There. That's what I see.
As long as it's recording, I'm actually good. So
it says it's recording on my side.
Good.
Oh, I tried to click on something on your screen. That's hilarious.
Nice.
Didn't work though.
No.
How do I? Somebody did. Ernesto says hello. It's Ernesto and oh my gosh, I'm going to say it wrong. Edilberta? Hi.
Hi. I am Edilberta, okay?
Edilberta.
Yes, Edilberta. It's how it's your name.
Edilberta. I love it. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. I'm waiting for Ernesto because he coming already. And him, yeah, okay?
Okay, awesome.
My English is not perfect, okay? But I try.
No big deal.
It's very good.
Sounds good to me.
I have my son right here. He can help me.
Okay. Hi, son.
Hello.
You're a two person. I like it.
So I have a question. Are these considered open to the public or members only?
I think it's set up open to the public. I mean, it's a board meeting, but anyone can get involved. If they're not a board member, or not a board member, but a homeowner, it would be kind of boring to be a part of this meeting.
Okay.
Joe, okay.
No, if Vince is taking minutes. Hey, Vince, you going to take some minutes?
Yes, I'll take some minutes. We'll have a recording, right, sent to me?
It will go on bphoa.info, and you can get it from there.
Okay, perfect.
I have a question. Can I have?
Oh, my God. Please. You want to ask? Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question. Okay. Especially for Joe. I received this paper in the mail, but I already...
We all got those, and we're working to fix it now.
So I have a question. Is there anybody that didn't get a letter? I also got a letter, and I paid my dues.
I know. Yeah, I did too.
So, Joe, do we have a record of why that was done? I mean, across the board, that's a major glitch.
Well, we're going to get into that. It's on the agenda. And first of all, I'd like to apologize to everyone who got one of those letters. Because, I mean, let's face it, I'm the president, so the buck stops with me, right? I got one, too. Goodwin and Company is in the process of fixing it. There's some details that I'll let everyone know once we get to that point on the agenda. But I apologize for everyone who's gotten one of those letters. We are working on it as we speak.
So everybody got it.
Just about. Not everybody, but very close to everybody.
Okay. That's why I want to stay in the meeting, because I received this letter, but we already paid last... In January 30, you change the check, you change my payment. So I don't know if everything is fine or supposed to be.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about it. And we're going to modify everybody's. Because of the mix-up, we're just going to modify everybody's accounts so that late fees are not going to be charged for a while until we figure out who's paid and who hasn't paid, because a lot of people have paid and got a letter, obviously, so on accident, okay?
So don't worry about it, this letter.
Yeah, don't worry about
it. What address, where do you live in Bradford Park?
2924 Donald Drive.
Okay.
Okay. So I want to make sure you receive the payment and I don't have to pay charge.
Nobody's gonna get extra fee for
We're not gonna charge extra fees.
Yeah. I'm also concerned about that, but we should have Joe send out an email to all the residents confirming whether they owe or they're cleared within the next month.
He sent one out on Town Square saying that anyone who's paid to disregard the letter. It's out on Town Square. But we'll talk about that when we get to that part of the agenda.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have 1908 hours. I have 1908 hours, 7:08 p.m. I think we should get going. I think those who are going to be here are here. So... I say we start the meeting at 1908 hours or 7:08 p.m.
Do we need a quorum? Right?
Not for a board meeting. The quorum is at least two board members.
Correct. And all three of us are here.
Yep.
So, old business, approval of the December 15th, 2021 board meeting minutes. These, I believe, I sent out... today. I did them last night.
Okay.
And Meeting was brought to order at 7:03, and it goes through what we did at the last board meeting. Have the two directors had a chance to read the minutes? It's, I think, 3 or 4 pages long.
If you sent them out today, I didn't because I work.
Okay.
I briefly went through some of it this afternoon at work.
Did anything look out of order?
Here, give me a minute to scan them. And
this is from the meeting in before December?
No, this is December's.
This December meeting. That was our last board meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 5 months ago, 4 months ago.
Well, it was in December. We have to have them at least quarterly. And so this is this is still first quarter of 2022. So we're still within our documents for that.
All right, give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
And
please talk amongst yourselves.
Uh-huh. And what about, so I have a question about the meeting for the annual meeting. Do those have to be set out and approved as well?
And the next annual meeting, they are,
The previous, the one that we just went on. Right,
those were approved. The 2021 annual meeting minutes.
22.
2022 okay. Annual meeting minutes will be approved in 2023.
Correct.
It's an annual meeting for the members. And
it'll be approved by the membership. We can approve that we're going to submit this to the membership, and I've got those because that Joe did those minutes, and I've got those on bphoa.info if you want to look at them.
I see a couple of missing commas, but the content looks good.
Okay. I tried not to be overly verbose. That is quite difficult for myself.
All right, are we going to address the collection policy again, or we just voted on it? Let me go back.
Well, we voted on it in December at the December board meeting to approve it. I incorporated it at the end. I think I did.
You did. That's what I was looking at.
I incorporated it at the end because I referenced in the minutes that it was attached to the minutes. So
Right. That's what I saw. Do we need to modify it, being that we're having issues with our, not collections, but the record keeping of the people who have paid their dues?
This is what happened. This is not what's happened since. So this is a snapshot of what happened at that meeting.
Right. I'm just saying, at this meeting, do we need to modify this or...
Well, we can put it in. We can put it in the minutes of this meeting that we talked about what's changed since the last meeting.
Okay, good deal. Okay, I approve.
So I make a motion that we approve the December 15th, 2021 board meeting minutes. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Second's been heard. Mr. Secretary, will you please poll the board?
How do you vote, Keith?
I vote yes.
And Molly?
I vote yes.
I agree. Motion carries.
Outstanding. All right, let me go back up here. I need to change this to where it says minutes instead of agenda.
Okay.
And... let's see. Oh, I'm over here. That's where I wanted to be. You said you wanted to see the annual meeting minutes. These are the minutes that Joe did for the 2022 annual meeting.
Okay, so they're posted to the public. Does that mean they're public?
They're not approved.
So we shouldn't post them to the public, right?
they're on bphoa.info. There's no like money information or anything on this, so I don't see where that would be an issue.
Vince, okay. Did you take minutes for the annual meeting since you were the secretary?
I did not.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Now, Joe, do we approve this before we submit it to the homeowners?
If you see any typos or a content problem, otherwise we would just post it on Town Square as unapproved minutes.
Okay. I'm okay with posting it as unapproved minutes right now.
I am as well.
Okay, I will post it.
So that one last thing is, we had from the last board meeting, we had put off an infraction letters policy and procedure. Jamie and his team, usually we're involved in this. I don't know if Jamie's on the call, but we never actually made a decision. And I think we need to make a decision on what we're going to do with this. Because I've had people who have left their can out for like a day and they get a letter and they're madder than a hornet. And we had talked about basically having the property manager notify a group of people. I'm not sure who that group would be it ACC or the board or both. And we would go and see if it's an actual infraction. And if it was, then we would tell property management, yeah, go ahead and send a letter. So that was one of the things that was talked about. The other one was, if you see an infraction, you give it a certain amount of time, like 2 weeks. And if you see it again, then you send the letter. That was the two things that were discussed, but a decision was never made.
So I have a question, Joe. Are we doing doing inspections right now? Do we have drive-throughs?
We do. Yes.
And are they sending? And are they sending letters right now?
Yes. Okay. So we drive every other Monday. And trash pickup is on Wednesday. So if we see trash cans on Monday, we automatically write a violation. So we've eliminated the problem of having the inspection too close to a Wednesday. That was what was causing the problem. So I moved the inspection drives to Monday. So if there's trash cans out on Monday, they get a violation.
What if someone is going to be out of town and they put their trash can out early so that it gets emptied and they come back like Thursday?
You get a violation.
Usually you would have a neighbor take care of that. I'll remind the board and the homeowners, currently there's no fine schedule, so it's just a letter.
Right. Although people get madder and hornets about those letters.
We can delete the violation.
I think that if somebody gets a letter because their garbage can is out on a Monday when trash day is on a Wednesday and they put it out because they're out of town, I don't know that they're going to be out of town for, because he said it's every other Monday, right? So that's 2 weeks.
Right.
So, I mean, if the garbage can is out for 2 weeks, then yeah. But I mean, if you get a letter because your garbage can is out on a Monday, blow it off, you know, just be like, oh, my garbage can was out. We aren't fined for having a garbage can out. You know, it's not a big deal. I mean, in my opinion, it's just not a big deal. They can just pull it back in when they get back in town and not worry about the letter.
That's right. There's a lot of other violation letters that go out besides those. And I think it's just something now that the annual meeting's over and everything, we need to get together and figure out what we're going to do about it. There's several people have emailed me about some frivolous things that I don't think needed to be sent out. I can't think of them offhand, but it's like, oh, not again. And so if we did, you're right, we didn't come up with a decision, but I think we need to come up with something other than just a blanket letter every time there's something going out. So if we could all get together between meetings or something to try to come up with something.
I think that's a good idea. And then, like you said, address frivolous violations. And again, you know, if they're little small things and you get a letter for it, if I get a letter for a small thing and I know, oh, well, I did mow, or, you know, I did pull my garbage can in since then, I don't worry about it. I don't let it bug me.
One thing that might be good is to have the driver set up a Monday where one or all of the board members drive with him, and then the board decides what's a violation. And we have a lot of latitude with violations. We can write virtually no violations, or every blade of grass that's out of place, we'll send a violation. So the board decides and calibrates the driver. Now
I used to do that. I did that with Sabrina and Jennifer, two previous. Right.
It's a good idea.
And, you know, it is a good idea. And then now, you can see kind of what the property management is looking at versus what the expectation for the actual neighborhood is.
Right.
Right.
If they can notify us when they're coming through, I could make myself available for that.
There you go.
Every other Monday, and the next time that you want to ride with the driver, I'll tell him.
Okay.
And then we'll get him to do exactly what the board wants.
Okay.
How about optionally?
Hey, Jamie, what do you think about you know, having the ACC committee maybe just brainstorm a couple of 4 or 5 things that just wouldn't be such a big deal in this neighborhood? What do you think?
Yeah, we could do that. I don't think it needs to be more complicated than what we're doing. I don't even know if you need to really drive by. I mean, we had come up with a couple of ideas before even this. But that'd be good if you make one drive with the driver would be, you could probably point out several things and then they'd get the idea of what you're looking for and what you're not.
Yeah.
I can ask the other ACC members, but I mean, it just, when you mentioned blade of grass, someone emailed me because they got a letter because there was a dead flower or something in their yard. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, that to me, that's excessive.
That is. May I say something here? So I believe in trust, but verify. We should always have 2 points of verification. I like the idea where we go in with the driver, but still you may have a situation where there's not verification, a third party verifier. How about you just set up a group email, and then when there's a violation, we verify it in a couple of days. If it still exists and we agree with that letter, it goes out.
Oh, Vince, are you going to do that?
Sure. If I get an email and they say 3202 has a problem with trash out in the front, I'll drive by there next time I go out to the store. And if it's there, I'll say, send the letter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what we had come up with before. I mean, that was one of the suggestions we had come up with. And we just needed a central email.
That's simple.
They sent something, and then we know to give it a couple of days at least for them to correct it and then go by there if it's still there.
And we have a record.
And it gets approved. But if not, then it doesn't.
Simple, effective.
In the meantime, I'll have the driver kind of tone down the violations. As a practical matter.
Dead flowers, the idea, really?
Well, so in the absence of direction, he just drives your neighborhood like he does all other neighborhoods.
Right.
And then if we ask him to tone it down, then he tones it down. We all work for the board. So whatever you tell us, whatever direction you give us, that's exactly what we'll do. Now, as a practical matter, you know, he drives 40 neighborhoods every 2 weeks. So
he
drives through, and if he sees a trash can out, he writes a violation and a letter gets sent automatically. That whole process takes about 10 seconds.
It's
point, shoot, and click. When we don't write violations and then we chat with the board, well, should we send it or not? That sometimes gets a little cumbersome. It's probably better just to give the driver the direction and he does exactly what you say. And then we can kind of fine tune it from there. The good news is the homeowners speak.
I have one other thing real quick that I got an email about that was a little disturbing. One of them said they got a violation letter and was threatened to be fined. And I let them know that
we have no
board at HOA or whatever does not have the authority to fine anyone. I asked for a copy of that letter so that we could address it, but I never got one. So maybe they were mistaken. But Joe, have y'all ever sent out a letter saying y'all could fine someone?
I have a copy of all the letters, so I'll go ahead and take a look during the board meeting, and then I can answer that question.
Okay, I'm just curious because we don't want any of that. I would
Joe, Yeah. So I have a, can we have access to the letters that were sent out? Is there a main database that we can audit and track them just to get a view, an overview of the violations and see if there's any maybe patterns?
I can run a report.
And maybe people just don't know, right?
I'll run a report
over and over again.
I'll run a report of violations.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So do we want to make a decision on the infraction letters here?
What kind of decision are you looking at?
Well, were you just going to ride along with Joe and his, or with the person doing the...
Can we do both?
We could do both if you want. Yeah.
Well, I think we should ride along a few times first before, I mean, that way.
Of course, that doesn't hurt.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, so do we have to vote on that or can we just go do that?
I think we can just go do that. I don't think we have to vote on it.
All right. Cool.
So I'll make myself available for the next one.
Okay. The driver's name is Juan, and I will tell him that he wants to, we'll schedule a ride along. I usually am not involved with those. Juan is capable of taking direction, and he'll tone down the violations in the interim.
Well, he just does what he's paid to do, and
what
so
he
we're,
thinks.
But we're just a little more lax than other people are.
Right. So, how does he know our is he required to look at our bylaws and see our infractions? I mean, 40. There's no possible way he can remember 40.
You mean the declaration, not the bylaws?
Right. The declarations. Right. That show us the what type.
He's pretty sharp. You just give him direction. Tell him what you want, and he does it.
And he has access to that. I mean, I drove around with other property managers, and they had their tablet that had access to all of our deed restrictions, so they could look it up real quick and then say, "Oh, that is," or "Oh, that isn't."
Right. It's not very complicated.
All right, what's next?
All right, so moving on to new business. This is more informational than anything. It's so that people get an idea of what was discussed at the annual meeting. I went through the video and just kind of took these bullet points of what was discussed and within them, the things that were discussed under them. And so that I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but it's just there for reference. If someone wants to look at it and see what was discussed. If you want, I can add that to, I could give it to Joe and he could add it to the annual meeting minutes that he gave us to submit for next year, or we can just leave it like it is. It's up to y'all.
I think just leaving it like it is and just putting it on the bphoa.info and directing people there is fine.
Okay.
Nothing complicated.
Vince, what do you think?
About the pursuing, do you guys want to touch on the inability to work cohesively, the board transparency?
Again, this is just what was discussed. I'm doing my best to be as sweet as honey. So, if you want to talk about, you've got a grief or something, we can talk about that. But I think we probably need to talk about that in executive session or something.
I agree. Okay, what's next?
Okay. Now it's the 800-pound elephant in the room, the 2022 billing errors, the dues billing error. So here's what happened. We changed property management companies, and Connect Community Management did not cooperate with the transition. During that time, we received lockbox reports. Now, the earliest one we received was December 30th.
Hold on. Could you tell everybody what a lockbox report is? Because they might not all know.
Yeah, a lockbox is basically where you send your money. It's like a post office box that your money goes into. And we had, because of the troubled transition, we had kept it so that Connect Community Management couldn't withdraw any of the money going in. Money could still go in, but they couldn't touch it. And so we received these reports saying, okay, this person paid, this person paid, this person paid. But there were lockbox reports. The earliest one we got was from 12/30/2021. And there were some missing between January 21st, 2022 to January 27th, 2022. And so that's missing. I went and contacted the account executive. Her name's Kimberly Roth at Alliance Association Bank. And she said, her email kicked back a response saying that she's unavailable until April 11th. So I can't do anything with those lockbox reports or get any more until April 11th. So on that part, we are kind of at a standstill. In the meantime, I took the lockbox reports that we had because at the time I thought that Goodwin had access to them, but I don't think they did. And so I went and gave them all of the lockbox reports, and I married that up with the addresses, not because the lockbox reports just have names and amounts. So I married that up with the addresses as well as the names and sent that to Goodwin. And there were 99, if I recall right, that were on all those lockbox reports. So they have fixed those or are fixing those now. As soon as I get more lockbox reports, I will send Goodwin more information. In the meantime, people have been contacting me and Mo and Jamie and saying, hey, I paid my dues. Why am I getting why did I get this letter? And I've been apologizing all over the place, which again, I apologize to everyone who got that letter. I got one too. Molly got one. Vince got one. I think Jamie got one as well, but I apologize to everyone who got that because I thought we were going to be able to avoid this, and unfortunately, that's not what's happened. People who were not on those reports, what I've been asking of them is if they have a bank statement or a canceled check, they could show that to us, and we can mark them off our list with their name and their property so that we know that they've paid their dues for 2022. So that's what's been going on, and I wanted to address it. And if anyone has any issues, I would definitely want to hear about it. I expect that there will be more people coming to us as time goes on, because not everybody goes to the mailbox at the same time. So there may be people in the next week or two who go, what's this? And they didn't come to this meeting, so they have no idea. And I want to let everyone know that we're doing the best we can to get this fixed. But the responsibility ultimately lies with Connect Community Management for not cooperating with the transition, because had they done that, none of this would have happened.
I did put that Jamie had sent out as an email. I did put that in the newsletter that's supposed to go out like today or tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the newsletter here in a little bit.
Well, I'm just saying that went out in the newsletter.
Right.
So, as well. So more people will know.
What I would like to do, and I'm proposing.
May I ask what communication that is? I did not receive any communication.
Any communication about the newsletter?
Yeah, or Jamie's message that you mentioned that you're going to put in the newsletter.
Jamie just emailed the group that he has that just explained.
I'll go back and check, make sure your email address is on it.
Okay. And it just, the newsletter content went out last month and they gave us a proof and they got behind. And so when they sent me the proof, I said, hey, can we just add this in here? And they said they would. And so it should come out tomorrow or the next day. Yeah.
Okay. So that was further down on the agenda, but okay. What I would like to do is make a motion that no negative actions be taken on any accounts for Bradford Park until July 1st, 2022, because of this billing error. Do I hear a second?
I second that.
A second's been heard. Before I ask for a final vote, is there any homeowner who has any issues or comments?
Did you say that was July 2022? What day?
July 1st, 2022.
Okay. Got it.
Going once, going twice. Okay, Mr. Secretary, will you please poll the board?
How do you vote, Keith?
I vote yes.
You, Molly?
Yes.
I also think it's a good idea to stop any further notices or collections until we sort it out. The motion carries until July 2022.
Mm-hmm. So, Joe, make sure that there's no negative credit reporting, there's no interest, and there's no collection fees on any accounts.
No further letters until we sort it out.
Yeah, no letters until we sort this out, and at least until July 1st of 2022.
Please. Thanks.
All right. Next on the list is on disavowing the document that was filed at Williamson County in 2013. There's a little history on this.
Yes, we had a discussion with the attorney, correct? That most of that was about that today.
Yeah, it was. Let me pull this up. This is the document that I'm talking about here. Filed in 2013, and it's an amendment to the bylaws. However, it's kind of a workaround, and it was by PS Property Management. And from what I understand, Fielding told me that the attorney who was advising the board at the time is no longer practicing law within the state of Texas. So they received some bad legal advice. In addition, Troy Fielding also went through every account where they had fined people for infractions and had to refund those. And by the way, there are people who are still not happy that they got those fines, even though they were rescinded, and it's been years.
And that's actually why we hired Connect Community Managers, because he was going to go through every single person's account and then determine who had received erroneous fines and then reimburse them back to the account. That's what we hired.
Again, he did a good job with that, and I thank him for that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So I do have a question. So this must have been documented in a board meeting in order for it to be legitimate.
Do not think it was. I know it was recorded at the county. There's
have the action without documenting it in a board meeting officially.
They did it. I mean, I wasn't on the board at the time.
We weren't on the board. There were other
people but is on the board. Is there a record of this, right?
If there is, it would be in CCM's files that he's not giving us.
Correct.
Did we ask? Okay.
Okay.
Well, actually, this happened before CCM was
right. But all of our files went from Alliance to CCM. PS Properties.
Do you think PS Properties might have a copy of the records? I mean, I know it's over 7 years.
I doubt it because we sued them. So
So
you sued them? Probably not. But you
did. We went legal action against them over this and other things.
But we don't want to do this for CCM.
Okay,
that's a different story.
Yep, we're moving on.
Well, that's the next agenda item.
Now that's, hang on, we haven't finished with this. So this is what the document is, and what it does is it allows the board to fine for infractions. However, I had a big old discussion today with our attorney, and at first he said, there's nothing wrong with this. This thing's fine. And I went,
on his face.
And then I was like, okay, but this can't be right. And so I quoted him our bylaws, and he said, apparently the council that cited this in this document didn't cite it correctly. So that's a problem right up front. And but then he said that Texas Business Code actually may allow the board to change the bylaws. And I said, well, which governs? Is it our bylaws or Texas Property Code? And he said if the board wanted to make a resolution to change the bylaws, he would then look into it. And I'm thinking that's kind of backwards of the way it should work. We should know whether we should be able to do it before we approve it, right? So I would say we need to disavow this. That's been my thing, and it's been I've known that this has been out there for a number of years. It's just that we've been so busy I've not had a chance to address this. And so I'd like to have Mr. Brown draft something to disavow this, because this was, in my opinion, wrong. So that's why it's on the agenda.
I believe we can go there and remove it ourselves, since it was done erroneously, and correct it.
Well, we need, it needs to be legal. It's not something.
This is a legal document. I mean, anybody can file this at the courthouse.
Yeah, right? I get it's that.
Whether you have the authority to do so in actually using it for collections, which, I mean, on its face, it looks like we have that ability. Somebody new to the community would look at this and say, wow, this looks legal.
Mm-hmm.
But unless challenged, which we would have to do.
Keith, did you have a motion that you wanted to state?
Yeah, I want to make a motion that we ask Mr. Brown to file something. Let me finish, please.
Okay.
To file a motion, I want to make a motion that we ask Mr. Brown to record something at Williamson County so that we can disavow this, because in my opinion, this is fruit of the poison tree. We don't want to go here. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Second's been heard. Mr. Secretary, would you please poll the board?
How do you vote, Keith?
Yes.
And you, Molly?
Yes.
Yes. Of course, let's remove this erroneous document.
Thank you. Nice. So that's unanimous. Let's see, update on mailbox lighting. Vince, I wanted to let you know, I listened to the December 15th, 2021 board meeting, and you gave a lot of good information in that meeting. My question is, do you have any bids for something like this?
I have not gotten any official bids, no, to install a tamper-proof pole with the full setup if we wanted them connected. And so do we want cameras on them? I guess let's get, what are the requirements? Do we just want safety lighting? If we just want safety lighting, that's a whole different story.
I think it's just safety lighting.
Okay. The cheapest way would be to get permission from the Postal Service to put one of those rechargeable solar powered night lights on the mailboxes.
Mm-hmm.
But we would need somebody to talk with the Postal Service to get that permission. That would probably be about $60 a piece.
Could you send us what that would look like? Because I'm having trouble visualizing what that would look like.
You ever seen somebody's front doorway or garage that has the motion activated entry lights? I'll show you. I'll send you a picture of one. There's plenty to choose from. If you look on Amazon, you can
get an idea. Well, if you've already done the research, I would just say, if you send me a link, I'd appreciate it.
Yes. Good idea. Good idea.
Okay.
Cool.
So I think we go with just mailbox lighting, not cameras, and have Vince just send us a link so we can know what we're looking at. Mo, you've pretty much given us a newsletter update.
Yeah, so send articles for the next newsletter as soon as possible. We could talk about the annual meeting. We could talk about this meeting and some of the various things that we're doing. And in the last newsletter, I put all the information for people to contact Joe via Town Square and his contact information. And we'll just continue keeping that information constantly in the newsletter so people have access to it.
Right. Okay. Does anyone have anything else for the newsletter?
Don't forget, if you send something for the newsletter, send it to myself and to Dee Dee Stalnacker.
Okay.
But she's helping.
She's usually on these meetings. She's not here tonight.
I know. I don't know where she is.
Okay. The next thing on the agenda was painting house numbers on the curb of each home in Bradford Park. We touched on this at the last board meeting as well. I think someone said that there's a kit that you can get from the city of Round Rock, and they'll even provide the paint. You just have to do the labor. And someone was saying maybe we could get, I don't know, Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or somebody to actually do the labor as so for like one of their merit badges or something. I'm kind of cool with that idea. I like the idea of being able to find, you know, who lives where in Bradford Park.
I'm sure my son's Boy Scout troop would do that. I could ask him, but you'd have to, you know, get a list of people in the neighborhood that want it done.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Girl Scout in the neighborhood as well. And maybe we could divide up the, you know, that way everybody can get, you know, service hours.
Service hours.
And get, you know, get a couple of different groups involved and it would be fun and not maybe too overwhelming for one particular group.
Right. Because I would love to see that, especially if it's reflective paint, that would even be better. Because then at night, especially if like people are ordering takeout and someone's looking for their house, as someone rolls up, the lights show up on that painted curb and you can see, oh, that's the house.
And I'm not sure the legality of it, but perhaps you can say, hey, we're going to come out and paint house numbers this day. And instead of saying, if you want your house number done, let us know. We could just say, if you don't want your house number done, let us know. Okay. And then, you know, maybe we'll get a better response or, you know, more accurate, like, oh, I just don't want you to do our house, but just.
Well, you. And you know, people might have a reason for doing that too.
It depends on the quality of work too. If somebody's going to do a crap job, don't touch mine. I want to see the quality of work before you put something on my.
They're Boy Scouts. We'll give you paint to paint over it. Power wash it off. I don't know. So,
or you can opt out of it property. Now we should do your house.
Right. We should get permission or at least inform them all.
Of course. That's what I wasn't saying. Don't tell anybody. I was saying, give them the opportunity to deny it if they don't want it.
Okay. Who wants to take point on this?
I can do that and then try to organize some different groups. I'll go through Jamie and, Kim's daughter and just see who's interested in that kind of thing.
Okay. So we'll go in touch base on this at the next board meeting. Is that okay?
Sounds good to me.
That's what we'll do. Next on the list is finalizing the landscaping decision. We actually made a decision on a landscaper via email. I think it was either this week or last week. And JLS was the one that I voted for. And I think you voted for as well, Mo, correct?
I did. Yes, I did.
I'd like to ask some questions before we choose a landscape just for informational purposes. So we've been looking for a landscape company for what, since September?
Yeah.
Or is it November, somewhere around there?
Late September, early October.
Right. So my biggest thing is how many do we have enough bids and can we see them? Are they comparable?
You've been privy to all of the stuff that we've received.
Just so I'm clear on this, we have only one bid from Molly and that's for TDS. Is that correct?
Well, we have one bid from her, but one bid from you.
Well, I submitted. Is that correct? Do we have only those two bids?
Okay. What does it matter?
Because we take bids to get the best.
Right. So we got
cost
bids
for.
Chose what we wanted from those bids.
Right, but they're not even the same amount of time, nor are they. Normally, in a business settings, we get three legitimate bids that are vetted.
Are you saying that not all the bids were legitimate?
I don't know. Were they vetted?
Well, Vince, we all
two came from you, Vince.
Got bids.
No, only one that was legit.
And we chose who we wanted from those bids.
Okay, so I just wanted to see, just to make it clear, that the breakdown of the bids were not on equal footing. Their terms weren't the same. the costs were extremely different. I think it was unfair, the bidding process, but if you guys want to choose.
Companies are different. They're different. They're going to offer different services and they're going to charge different prices.
Correct.
You said
that is why we have a standardized bid.
So we got bids and we chose who we wanted and we voted. We voted via email and it's been chosen. So
that's it. So, okay. So I'm just asking about the background of these companies, just like we probably should for any bidding process of who's actually doing the work. Do we have references? Do you guys actually, have you done business with JLS? Is that
there's
correct?
No requirement to do
Vincent,
this.
No, it's not a requirement.
Vincent,
I'm asking as a
Vincent,
as a director.
Vincent, do you own any of those companies?
No, but I
Wait. Keith, do you own any of those companies?
You know, any of what companies?
I don't own any of those companies. We chose a landscaper who has no vested interest in this neighborhood. Okay. And we voted.
Okay.
We voted via email and it's been decided. So we're moving on.
And that's a 30-day contract. Is that right?
Yeah. Exactly. And that's the best part of it. The contract renews every 30 days. So
yeah,
if they
we're
unhappy for any reason, we can move on to someone else.
And we're comparing that to a one-year contract that has a 30-day clause. I have one question with that. I read the contract. Okay. When is the actual schedule? Does the landscaper choose which weeks they actually do, or do we direct them? Oh, do once this month, twice this month? How is that? It's not clear within the contract on the actual timing.
Can we move on to the next?
It's a legitimate question.
We've already chosen a landscaper. We need
and
to.
Ignoring my question. This is a legitimate question for a business contract. I'm just stating my position on this to avoid any further confusion and to avoid what happened last time.
Understood.
Vince, nobody owns the land.
That's not the point. That's not my question, Molly. That's not my question.
To avoid what
for them to get
the
paid.
Time, that's what happened.
The contract that we've chosen is a $400 every time they mow. If they choose not to mow, they don't get paid. So
it's not choosing. That's not the question I asked.
Next is board member reimbursement.
They come out, they mow. We're done.
We're done. We're done with landscaping.
So, right, like last time.
To finalize the landscaping decision, I make a motion that we finalize this landscaping, choosing JLS for our landscaper. Do I hear a second?
I second.
The second's been heard. Mr. Secretary, please poll the board.
How do you choose, Keith?
I vote yes.
And you, Molly?
I vote yes.
I think the bidding is unfair, but since I was overruled, we can continue again.
Okay, so it was passed. There's two yeses and one no.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, only two
sure
bids.
On.
We'll and only
sure.
two
we're
bids that
on.
Were okay,
we're
and only two
on.
Bids that were not equally based off of
reimbursement.
Contract term.
Moving on.
We are moving on. Before we move on, Mo, make sure we get I'm trying to think what it is, a W-9 or something like that. And also
did we get the insurance or W-9 from them? Where
they have to have proof of insurance and a W-9.
They said it was it's in their contract that they would have it. So
okay.
We don't have that right now.
No, but they'll provide it if we ask. So
I motion that we move on.
And we move on. So the next is board member reimbursements. I actually have some reimbursements. I have two receipts. Both are pretty much the same. They're both for notary services with PostNet. When we were sending stuff to the bank about the bank account prior to the transition, this one's for $8, and I think the other one's for $8 as well. Yep. Both of them for $8. And because I am not going to vote on my own stuff, I recuse myself from this vote. So, Madam Vice President, please take the reins.
I motion that we reimburse Keith for expenses he incurred on behalf of the HOA.
Of course, all funds used for HOA business should be reimbursed.
Do you second, Vince?
Yes, that was a second.
Okay, can you pull the board, please?
Molly, what do you vote for Keith's receipts?
I vote yes.
And I agree. I also have some expenses for the upkeep of the lawn. I'll send you a list via email.
Okay, and if you submit receipts, we can vote to reimburse you at the next board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe, I got a question. So expenses, do they need to be approved every time at a board meeting?
Typically, no. What you do is when you have receipts, particularly such a low dollar and no one's going to question it, just make sure all three board members are copied, send it over to me, and I will send out a reimbursement check.
Perfect. Okay.
We don't have to go through this.
So how much are the receipts for, Vince?
Let's see, for a blade, I don't know, $40, $50?
So did you only use that blade on the HOA, or did you use it on your own lawn as well?
I've got it on the lawn mower right now due to the fact that it was worn out during the last...
But did you use it to mow your own lawn as well, or just the homeowners association?
I haven't used it since.
We're not going to reimburse you for a lawnmower blade that you're using in your own yard.
But if it was damaged during... Okay, fine. I won't submit any receipts for that.
We can give you a percentage of it. We can reimburse you for gas, but not...
It's a $20 part. If you guys want to... If it's too much for you, I'll eat the cost myself, okay?
Well,
that's fine. That was my...
avoid what happened in the last landscaping fiasco, and...
That's a usable part, Molly. It was damaged while mowing, but that's fine. If I only said that because I thought that you guys would reimburse me for any damages cost. Apparently,
but did you tell us that it was damaged before? I didn't know.
I can show you. It's in my garage. If you want to see, I can show you where it hit.
But you didn't tell us it was damaged when you were mowing HOA property when it happened.
Do I have to follow?
Can I get a word in edgewise?
Wow. Yes.
Okay, forget it. I won't. I'll eat the cost, okay?
Vince.
Okay, moving on.
Let me have a word in edgewise here. I am of the opinion that since he used his machine for the HOA and he is claiming a $20 part because of damage to it, I say we reimburse him for it. I don't see an issue with that.
How did it get damaged? And how come he didn't report it when it happened?
He told me about it back in
November.
Well,
I didn't know I had to write a report to you, Molly. Next time I'll make sure I write a report for it.
Well, I thought we were sharing everything with the board.
The HOA is going to reimburse Vince for the $20. Just send me a receipt, copy the board members.
I don't understand why this is even.
Let's go ahead and move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Uh-huh. Next item.
Next item is board calendar for the year, tentative meeting dates for the board and any social activities or functions. Generally, we have board meetings about once a month, but to be fair, this has been a rough month for me. I've got a lot going on. I've got a lot going on in April. I would say we have another board meeting sometime in May and maybe do it every 60 days for this year. That way we stay within our quarterly board meeting requirement per our documents. Does anyone have any issues with that?
I think it's a good idea.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I think it's a good idea.
You think it's a good idea? Because that way we don't have very long board meetings and we can blow through things quicker. We're more reactive, that kind of thing. And still, it's not like we're doing it every 30 days.
Right. Just let me know when you want to set up the next board meeting and I'll
send out the announcements. I'm pulling out
it's in our documents. We should do it.
Let's see. So that would be in May. Today's the 30th. What days are best for you two, Vince and Mo?
For May?
I'm looking.
Are we looking at Wednesdays? Is there a particular day of the week you were looking at?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what's best for y'all because I'm flexible.
Wednesday at 7 is fine for me.
So the 25th of May?
Hold on. When is the last day of school? Do you know when the last day of school is?
26th. No, I have no idea. I don't have children.
Hold on.
The 26th.
Okay, I'm good for the 25th of May.
25th of May, board meeting. And if we need to, we can always push it back a little bit.
Okay.
But at least we can kind of plan this a little bit. And let's see, that's May. So then the next one will be in July. It might be a good idea to have one in July since that's what we said. July 1 would be when we would start. Hopefully by then all the accounts are fixed. Looking at delinquent accounts and stuff like that. So the 27th of July, does that work for y'all?
That's fine.
So July what? 26th?
27th. It's a Wednesday.
Oh. I don't know what our summer schedule looks like.
Can we put it in there tentatively, and then if you need to change it, we change it?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
What'd you say, the 27th?
Yeah, at 1900. Well, you know, 7 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
You know me, military time, it's more accurate. And then the next one would be in September. That would be September 28th.
When are we going to be gone? The first couple of weeks?
September 3rd through September.
And then, hold on. And then, in Maryland, what day? I don't know.
We'll just pencil it in for now.
I can tell you in just a second.
So you're going to be gone the 3rd through the 12th of September?
Okay, that looks good.
Okay. And then that would leave us either November or December, and we could start planning for the annual meeting at that point.
I think we do early November just so we have room to wiggle in all of that.
How early is early?
Like before Thanksgiving.
Well, there's the, let's see, the 2nd, the 9th, and the 16th that are Wednesdays in November.
What I was saying was,
I think the 9th or the 16th would be fine to start with.
Vince, do you have a preference for the 9th or the 16th?
Let me check.
Okay.
So basically what we're looking for is anything that maybe we're thinking about long away. So I asked him,
$19 is fine.
It's the 9th or the 16th is what I said. The 19th is a Saturday.
Ninth.
November 9th it is.
Okay, November 9th. I'll put that on my thing here.
Okay. Well, you can probably get a lot for a suite.
I'll add this to bphoa.info as well. All of these will be at 7 p.m. That's okay for everyone?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. All right. Well, the other thing we need to do is any activities or functions we want to do. Do we want to do 3-0 this year?
Yes, of course.
When would that
I don't know when it is, though. It's usually, is it the first Tuesday in October?
I think. That would be like the 4th?
The 5th, wait. I might be out of town one of those days, but we can still plan it and have other people help host it. Or we could wait till like that. I don't remember what days we're going to be.
Hold on just a second.
I don't know.
Hold on, David. Hold on.
I don't know what days we're going to be gone in October. There's going to be a couple days we're gone.
The 10th through the 16th.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're good for neighborhood night out if it's the 5th.
The 5th or the 4th?
I thought it was a Tuesday.
The Tuesday is the 4th.
Oh, shoot.
I'm looking at my Google Calendar.
I know. I'm in the wrong year altogether. No wonder. I'm like, I can't find it.
And you'll be gone the 19th through the 26th of December.
Okay. Okay. So October 4th is fine for neighborhood night out.
And what time do we want to start that?
I don't know what time it officially starts with the city. We probably, because we don't have electricity to have lights after dark.
Right.
And so we probably want to start by 5, honestly.
Sure.
Like 5 to 6:30. Nothing really long.
1700. All right. Is there any other activities y'all want to plan for the year?
I think it would be fun to do, we did a hot dog thing last year and I think, or an ice cream thing, but we could look at dates for that later. If you want.
Well, I'm trying to pencil things in now so that when board members go to plan their vacations, they're like, oh, right. I've got this event on this date. Maybe I need to move my vacation to some other date. That's kind of the whole thing here.
So what if we do like an ice cream day on June 4th or an event? We could just say an event.
And I go back to days.
June 4th. That looks good to me.
And I'll plan whatever we want.
When you go to Lakey, you need to stop at the Mexican food restaurant across the street from that bar.
What time?
That's a Saturday, right?
It is.
Do we want to do morning or evening?
It's still going to be warm. It doesn't really matter.
That's true. And the mosquitoes will be out regardless.
Yeah.
So we could do like 10 a.m. for an hour.
All right.
There you go.
Anything else?
I got a bunch of Masonic rooms down there.
Do we want to do something in the fall when it's...
Well, 3-0 is in the fall because it's in October.
Right, but I mean like
okay, I'll let you go.
November, beginning of December. Technically, that's the fall.
Okay.
Maybe like December 10th. Well, December is so crazy. But we could try for a December 10th something fun and silly. It doesn't have to be a Saturday. It could be a Sunday or like a Thursday evening or something. What do y'all think?
It sounds good to me. I'm just putting these dates in my thing here. And let's see. You want to be that again at 10 a.m.?
Do we want to do something on a weeknight in case somebody, can't make a weekday?
Up to you.
I like the weeknight idea. Does anybody else have a preference about a weeknight?
Okay, I don't have a problem with that, but what weeknight? Which one? What's the date you're looking at?
I don't know. We could try a Thursday, December 8th, and do hot chocolate or something.
Oh, that'd be cool.
What time?
Let's go with like 6.
1800?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So
you want that, both the 8th and the 10th or just the 8th?
Just the 8th. Just the 8th.
Yeah, if it's cool and cold outside, I can have a fire back in the big fire pit in the back and have people come by for hot chocolate and stuff.
That's a great idea.
That'd be cool.
Hopefully not too cool, but cool. Okay. All right.
All right, I think that's it. Homeowner complaints and issues. Does any homeowner have a complaint or issue? I actually have one, but I'll wait until everyone else is done. Any questions, concerns? You want to yell at us a little bit?
There's not many people on tonight.
Yeah, I noticed that. That's unusual.
Okay. What's yours,
Mr. All King? Right. Well, I told this homeowner that I would ask, so I'm asking on his behalf. This homeowner here, his name's Alexander Hirschfeld. He lives at 2607 Andres Way. He moved in and the previous homeowner left this junk. It kind of looked like this. It was an old TV and some other junk. And he ended up having to pay to get rid of that. And so I said I would ask if the HOA would reimburse him for that, because I thought that was a really poor welcome to the neighborhood. So I'm asking, do you guys think we should reimburse him? The amount would be $352.55.
Do we do that for other? I mean, as long as it's fair for all our members.
I've never seen it happen before, where someone moved in and they were left a mess on the curb and they had to pay to get it removed.
Why didn't he call the city code compliance?
The city won't take things like television sets, because that was a big old television set that was there.
Joe, let me ask you, in this kind of situation where you've managed other associations, how do you deal with a situation like this request?
The board has latitude.
I'm sorry, Joe, what'd you say?
The board can decide on that.
Okay.
Was it there when he purchased the house? Like when he signed the papers for the house, was it there?
I would imagine it. Well, I'm not sure. That's the thing. I don't know. I know that when the previous homeowner moved out, they put all this stuff on the curb. And then when he moved in, it was already on the curb. I'm not sure if that happened when he signed the papers or not.
Yeah, I kind of would want to know if it was already there, or, you know, when he signed the papers, or what their agreement was. Mm-hmm. Because I would think that would be between him and the previous homeowner. However, I think it is unfair that he would have had to pay for the removal for all of the stuff that was not his that was left behind. So I'm inclined to think that we could perhaps reimburse him a percentage. Because
mm-hmm.
I know it is expensive to haul away junk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, as long as we're fair with everybody else, maybe we'll have, if we give the same latitude to any of our other people in the neighborhood who have junk, as long as it's fair for all members. I've never seen it done before, and I've had junk in the front of my, I've never gotten an offer to help haul it or.
He's talking about someone moving in and having the junk there. I don't think it's just people just leaving junk out.
Right, but still, is it normally the HOA's responsibility for that during a transition like that?
I don't know if it's
responsibility,
but it's
we should offer it to other people too, just as long as we're fair.
It's offer what other people? What specifically are you talking about offering to other people?
A trash removal in case I buy a property here and here and somebody's leaves trash out when they leave their property for me to clean.
Sounds right? Like it's a one-off event. This is not going to happen very often. It's a goodwill gesture. Maybe the board wants to consider a smaller amount. Keith, what do you think would make the homeowner happy? Maybe if the HOA paid two or $250 out of this tab as a goodwill gesture.
Well, I think it's a hell of a welcome to the neighborhood here. Pay $352.55. Okay, because I think he got a letter from the HOA under CCM to remove the garbage.
Unfortunately, we can't control what a previous homeowner left for a new homeowner, which is unfortunate. And we can't hold the previous homeowner responsible for the mess that they left.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I mean, and it is unfortunate. And again, I'm willing to maybe reimburse a portion of that, but I'm not willing to make this a habit.
I understand.
Why don't we come up with a dollar amount, $200, $250. It's a good work gesture, one-off event.
Reduce it here.
You want to say 200?
$180.
Have a motion, get a vote.
You want to make a motion, Mo?
Yeah, I just suggest splitting it.
Just dividing it in half? Like we'll pay for half, they'll pay for half?
Mm-hmm. I mean, just to come up with a number, just split it. But it's up to y'all, obviously.
How about 170? 170 would be 1 year's due.
Yeah. What? Yeah, well, what is
340?
352.55. Anybody?
175, 176, what, 20?
So it's 176.27. Yeah. That is a year's of dues. So I don't know. I'm okay.
You're not comfortable doing it, that's okay. I told him I'd bring it up at the next board meeting. So yeah.
Some more information on exact? I mean, was that left by him after he moved out?
It was left by the previous owner.
Was it left there before he purchased the house? Right.
Have no idea. I don't know. I know that when he moved in, it was there.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Most likely. Just from a realtor's standpoint, I mean, he could have looked at his contract. There's spaces in there where you could dictate the house needs to be swept and all trash gone, but I bet it wasn't. Otherwise, he could have called them or his realtor could have called him demanding they come back and get it. Mm-hmm. If that wasn't written in the contract, then yeah, that's just, he just was stuck with it. Very uncool to say the least.
It is, yeah.
I need that there.
Yeah. I think it's bad. I think reimbursing half of it and then literally like we do this one time because we want to welcome somebody to the neighborhood. We don't want to think we're real awful.
Vince, what do you think?
Vince, you want to chime in?
I would like more information. If it was left there and it wasn't the new owner's fault, I would be inclined to forgive 50% of it.
All right, why don't we get a motion?
Dude, can we just make a motion to vote on it now so we don't drag this on to the next meeting and it takes
absolutely. Let's dispose of it right now.
All right. So I make a motion. We pay for half of this, reimburse Mr. Hirschfield for half of the cost of the junk removal that he moved in with from the previous homeowner.
Second.
Do I hear a second?
How do you vote, Keith?
I'll second it. Okay. Go ahead and pull the board, Vince.
How do you vote on forgiving 350? Well, what would be half of it? 176?
It's not forgiving, 27. It's reimbursing.
Same.
It's not the same. Reimbursing is different than forgiving.
He's already paid for it.
We're reimbursing. So I motion that we reimburse half of the junk credit fee for Alex Hirschfield. Reimburse, not credit, reimburse. That we just reimburse him.
I vote yes.
Okay, so we send him a check?
Yeah.
Did we all vote? I vote yes. You vote yes? Okay.
Vince, how do you vote?
I would like more information. I don't agree.
Okay, Vince votes no, so it passes on 2 of 3 board member votes.
Okay. I will get this receipt to you. Joe, and then you can send him a check for $176.27.
Absolutely. Cool.
And I'll let him know what it's for. He probably have.
Yes, please. Yeah, please write in the memo what it's for. It's a one-time thing for this one homeowner only.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
The agenda. Where's the agenda at? Here it is. And is there any other homeowner complaints or issues?
Okay, so if not, we need to go into executive session.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to excuse all the homeowners from the call. Thank you, everyone.
Everyone who's not a board member will have to exit the meeting.
I'll be right back.
Because we're going into executive session and we're going to be discussing people's accounts, and that's private information we can't disclose to the public. So if you're not a homeowner, would you please exit the meeting now?
So she may not be listening. And so if you have the ability to.
I'm trying to figure out how to do that.
Hover over her name. Do the 3 dots and you can remove it from the meeting.
Okay.
Now we only have the board members present. Okay.
I believe so. Please,
not at if you want to get on Town Square.
You want to stop sharing and I'm going to stop recording. Where is stop recording? There we go.